The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, Northeast Florida.
Hey.
Hey.
That's not Angela's voice. What's going on here? Are you Angela?
No.
Did you have a change of voice?
I'm Christine. Hello, Howard. Good morning.
Good morning, Christine. Well, I have not a confession, I have an announcement to make. No, Angela's not being replaced.
No,
there's
never.
A great announcement to make today, and Angela's not here, but she is good. She is healthy. She is watching grandchildren today because her daughter, her oldest daughter, had something happen to her yesterday.
Just like one of the greatest, most amazing things ever.
Yes, her daughter, her oldest daughter, had her third child yesterday.
Yay, so cute, so cute.
Yes,
so, cute.
So JR was born yesterday in a little over 8 pounds and is a bouncing baby boy, big and healthy and strong. So Angela was there to watch his birth yesterday with proud daddy.
Aww.
So she is just bouncing herself, being very happy. So she is going to help mama a little bit today and is watching the other grandchildren.
8 pounds.
8 pounds.
That's huge.
Big boy. So helping me out today is Christine with a K, Kennedy.
Da, da, da. Good morning.
Good morning. And as you have probably know, because you are a lot of regular listeners, Christine is the manager here in Jacksonville of Success Mortgage Partners. So, Christine, tell everybody who you are, what you do.
I do mortgages. I have been in the industry for 22 years, and I help people finance their dream home, get into the home.
Well, not only their dream homes, but their second home.
Their investment properties.
Or their investment properties.
Or
that's
their condos
right.
At the beach.
All those sort of things.
All those things.
And we're going to talk today about some of the special things that you do. Because, you know, most mortgage lenders, they do what I refer to as vanilla mortgage products. Because most people think that just getting a mortgage, you have to like put down 10% or 20%, and you have to get a 30-year mortgage. You have to have good credit. Mm-hmm. Now, that's what I refer to as a vanilla mortgage product.
And the vanilla was what was around for the longest time with our grandparents.
Yeah, that was it, unless you were a veteran and you got a VA product, mm-hmm, or you got a FHA product. Mm-hmm. But you're much more flavorful. And you have different flavors of mortgage. You've got chocolate and strawberry, and we're going to get into some of those things because there are so many different types of mortgages for different types of situations. So before the end of the show, we're going to talk about investor loans.
Right. No tax. You want to buy an investment property? No tax returns.
What?
It's possible.
No, because we talk about investment property sometimes here on the show.
You have lots of investors that listen.
And no tax returns?
No tax returns.
Because investors have a lot of deductions that they take on their properties. Mm-hmm. Like, I own some investment properties, and because of that, I can take so many different deductions that my tax returns don't show nearly as many much income on some of those properties because, as some of our listeners know, you can deduct
depreciation.
Mm-hmm. So what looks like a lot of income from rental income, so many things are deductible, so it doesn't show income. But I want to buy another one. So if I want to buy another one, how do I show enough income to buy another one? Well, you have a way, not around that, but you have a way to make it possible for folks like me or many other investors to buy rental property.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about bank statement loans. We're going to talk about foreign national loans. We're going to talk about all different products that if you walk into your bank or your local credit union, or you walk into just a normal mortgage company with just the basics, you're not going to be able to hear any of those. So unfortunately, you might be told no, or you might be turned down, or, you know, they might say because of your tax returns, we're not going to be able to give you a loan. And that doesn't necessarily mean that you don't qualify. It just means you don't qualify for theirs. But there are products out there, and that's what we're going to talk about today.
You know, it's so interesting, too, when you walk into your bank, the bank has their one product.
One.
Their one.
And their one credit score.
But you deal with how many different lenders?
30 different lenders.
Whereas if you go into a bank, and I don't want to mention any bank, have their one.
Their one set.
So, and because they're going through a broker, you're not charging anymore.
Absolutely not.
Because you may be able to sell actually that bank's product as well. I'm just going to pick a name. Okay?
Pick a name.
And I'm not being down on any name. I'm just going to say Bank of America.
Bank of America.
Okay, just because it's a name that everybody knows. Mm-hmm. Bank of America sells Bank of America product.
Mm-hmm.
You can sell Bank of America product.
Sure can.
And it may be the same rate. It may even be perhaps a...
wee bit lower.
How is that possible?
Because when we lock in loans, we lock it in on a wholesale level. When you walk into the local bank, you lock in on a retail level.
That just blows my mind.
It's too different. And the other thing is that a Bank of America or a Wells or a Chase or any of those, a BB&T, any of those, they have certain credit scores that they require. So their minimum credit score could very well be 720 or 700 or 680 or 660 or 640. You don't know that when they tell you, no, we're sorry, you don't qualify. You don't know if you really don't qualify or if you really don't qualify with just that one bank that you just walked into or that one credit union. Credit unions are notorious for being extremely conservative. They don't have a high foreclosure rate or a high bankruptcy rate. They're very conservative. They lend on the people that they want to lend to. You fit into their circle or their square or their triangle or you don't. And you walk out sometimes or you get the phone call saying, we're really sorry, we couldn't help you, you know, because of X, Y, or Z. And, you know, you just don't necessarily have an expert to talk to about. So you just assume that you're done. And not only did you not buy a house this year, but you probably won't be able to afford one next year or the year after. And then you're just a renter and you don't even know that somebody else was out there that could help you.
So they've given you this X and you think that you have this X on your forehead.
And it's awful.
That you don't qualify.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we always say, go to someone else that has the capability of looking at many different places for you. So it's not the places that you bank at that are necessarily good for you with respect to a mortgage. They may be good for your checking account. They may be great for your checking account.
Or your car loan or your boat loan or your RV loan. But you need more options when it comes to a mortgage. It's the single biggest purchase that you'll make in your lifetime.
That's why you need to go to someone that has the availability of going to, as you said, 30 different options?
30 different options. You just want somebody to be able to shop for you. You don't want to be stuck into a square. You don't want to be stuck into a circle, and you don't want to be stuck into a triangle. You want to walk in, and you want to be able to be given options of what's the best for you and explain the differences so that you can, you know, find the product and the interest rate and the documentation request that fits you. Because not all loans, they require certain documents. Not all loans require tax returns. Some do and some don't. Maybe you've filed your tax returns. Maybe you don't. Maybe you haven't yet. So if you don't have them, then you're told no.
And this time of year, people haven't done their tax returns yet.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk about that when we get back from the break. Also, hardly anybody has heard of Success Mortgage Partners.
Did a billion last year.
A billion.
With a B. Buh. We're huge.
But nobody's heard of them. We're going to talk about why nobody's heard of them when we get back. So you're going to explain about them, why nobody's heard of them, and why you chose to go with Success Mortgage Partners.
Everybody come back.
So I want everybody to stay with us. By the way, the phone lines are open, so you can call us at 904-222-8255. Ask Christine anything about your particular situation.
Let's help you get into
She can help you. Lots of experience. We'll be right back.
Hey, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show. We are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard Team Advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
Want to sell your home in less time, for more money, and without making repairs after the sale? Have your home inspected by Home Pro Inspections before it goes on the market. Since 1994, Home Pro has inspected over 35,000 local homes. Buyers trust Home Pro Inspections.
With an 18-month home warranty and a 5-year roof protection plan, your home will be the one buyers want to buy. Call Home Pro Inspections at 268-8211 or visit gohomepro.com.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
It's not the fire in the fireplace that damages your chimney. It's the moisture. That's why the Chimney Safety Institute of America recommends an annual cleaning and inspection of your fireplace, regardless of how often you use it. The technicians at Chimney Champions clean the chimney, then use the ChimScan video system to do a complete inspection of your chimney to ensure your home is safe. You can trust Chimney Champions to clean and inspect your chimney. Howard and I do. Call 268-7200 or visit ChimneyChampions.com.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome to Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. No, Angela's not here.
Why? Because what did she have most amazing thing happen last evening?
Because Angela had her her grandchild yesterday.
8-pound Jackie, baby boy.
Jackie, also known as JR. So Angela is babysitting for her other grandchildren today and taking her grandchildren to see their new brother.
To the hospital.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
So Christine is sitting in today. Christine has been on the show with us before, and Christine is our terrific mortgage broker.
Thank you.
And how many years experience have you had?
22 years.
So how many loans have you done for people? Do you know?
$225 million. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
How many customers is that? Do you know?
Thousands.
She's shaking her head.
I don't know. I just added up all the volume. But the 22 years, as well as you understand, is it's the number one asset that I have. It's my experience is my asset. My brain, my problem-solving skills, the ability to go from, you know, contract to closing with the best experience, because you understand what's possibly going to come up next at each speed bump. And I know how to maneuver around those. So my experience is, it's my asset.
Well, it is. And one of the things that we get is feedback from all of our customers. And one of the things that they say is, you are so thorough. You explain things so well. Everything is done so smoothly. It just makes it easy for all of the people that we send to you from getting their pre-approvals done quickly before they can go search for a house, to being informed every step through the process and getting to the closing table.
Do you know that there's 25 mortgage milestones from the beginning to the end? There's 25 different people that touch the file. Not necessarily different people, 25 milestone points that are being touched. That's a lot. That's a lot of things that possibly could go wrong.
So you have a lot of balls in the air.
At all times. And you just got to have a team behind you, experienced team. You got to have the best team in the city, you know, the underwriters, the processors, and the closers to be able to help you with those 25 points. And then you got to keep the borrower updated. They want to know what's going on. The real estate agents want to know what's going on. Everybody needs to be updated. So we send email updates and we do weekly calls and, you know, we have a text messaging system and we keep everybody updated because an informed, updated borrower and real estate agents, pair of agents, that's going to give you the best experience.
Okay. Well, let me ask you something.
What?
Prior to about 3 months ago, I never heard of your company. You worked for a different company and you decided to make a change.
I did.
And you went to a company called Success Mortgage Partners.
Mm-hmm.
And prior to you going there, I never heard of them. What's going on?
What's going on? They're expanding. They did $1 billion last year. They sell directly to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which are the government entities. So they're huge. They have huge buying power and huge selling power. And they have an unbelievable operations team. And I met them. And when I was looking for a new opportunity of where I wanted to go, I wanted to pick the best in the nation. So I took my time and I researched and I picked this company. They're currently they are in Florida. They're in Oviedo. They're in Orlando. They're in Ocala. They're down south. They're in Fort Lauderdale. And they are paying me to bring it to Jacksonville.
So you're in charge here in Jacksonville.
I'm the branch manager.
All right.
Meaning I get to create the best systems. I get an idea. I, you know, have a meeting with a realtor or have a meeting with a buyer and they give me a suggestion and I can take implementation on it.
So the typical mortgage takes
45 days,
30 to 45 days,
mm-hmm. Sometimes 60, depending on, you know, the seller and things like that.
And tell me about what Success Mortgage Partners does.
Well, the last three closings that, you know, we had together, it was in 17 days. 17 days clear to close. That's fast.
That is really, really fast.
Really fast. So it doesn't mean that the buyer and the seller want to close in 17 days. They don't always want to, but my file is there. My file is clear to close. The closing package is with the closing agent, you know, 5 days ahead of time. We send our wire the day before. We express fund, so you no longer have to wait for your documents to go back and forth. So
right,
everything
let's explain
is there.
What that means.
Okay, let's
so for
up.
Those of you that don't know how the closing process works, when you're sitting at the closing table,
you sign your life away.
You sign your life away, of course, and then you wait. Because, and explain why the because usually.
The closing agent is faxing the documents back to the closer. So they take the whole big old stack of 100 sheets of paper and they put it in a fax machine and then they scan it and they wait for somebody to review it. And then they send it back to the title company. They said, you missed this line or, you know, we need a copy of the survey or we need a copy of the insurance. And they go back and forth between a fax machine. And it usually takes 30, 45 minutes, sometimes even an hour, depending on, you know, the closing agent and the closer's availability. So it's a long time. You're just sitting at the closing table after you've already signed everything and you're just trying to maintain a conversation with everybody to keep it going and keep it alive.
That's before the funds
are allowed to be dispersed. It's called a funding number.
Okay. But you do it differently.
We deleted that whole system. All that's gone. We send the money the day before. And everybody express funds. You sign your documents, takes 20, 22 minutes. You sign, you get all your questions answered by the closing agent, and you grab your keys and you go home. It's beautiful.
So it makes the closing so much quicker.
It's just part of giving the borrower the best experience. That's our goal. We want them to have the best experience possible so that, you know, they refer their friends and their family. And then they come back to us. That's
so the paperwork is done days earlier.
Mm-hmm.
The money is there.
The day
earlier.
Before. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to wait for your funding number. It's beautiful.
And the closing can be done as little as
20 days.
20 days.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's the downside? I'm waiting for what's the downside?
It's my this is my 22 years of experience put into a company. And, you know, it's the sum total of my whole mortgage life. Finally put with a company that will allow me to run a mortgage like I want to run it.
So let's give an example of something. We said that most mortgage companies, you walk into a bank and they have their thing.
Mm-hmm.
We have a customer that is working through, and I'm going to use the name, and I'm not saying anything bad about them because they give great vanilla loans. It's Navy Federal.
Mm-hmm. Love them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Give great loans, but they're a little slow.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't need to go into the situation, but they have their one cookie cutter vanilla thing.
Mm-hmm.
I have some customers that are investors. So let's talk about what you can do for an investor, which is not a vanilla thing.
Yeah, let's pick a different color. We'll label it any other color that they want to. I have a program that's for an investor. If you put 20% down, which most investment loans do, your credit score has to be 660 and no income documentation, no tax returns, no W-2s, no bank statements, no pay stubs, zero.
So what's the loan based off of?
Cash flow of the property.
Okay.
So you're an investor, Howard. Explain to our listeners what cash flow means.
How much money is coming in net on the property?
Right. So if their mortgage payment is going to be $800 and their rent is $1,200, then
So is that going to be enough to pay the mortgage, essentially?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it looks at.
Mm-hmm. Cash flow. How much income does this property cash flow after all the expenses are paid? The mortgage, the insurance, the property taxes, if there's an HOA, is the investor going to be making money monthly cash flow wise? That's what this mortgage program looks at.
Now, is this only for experienced investors or is it for someone who's just want to buy their first investment property?
They must have a housing history and they must own their own primary home.
Okay, so they have to have at least one investment property.
Mm-hmm.
So like Angela, who inherited a property
mm-hmm.
and has been collecting rent on it, that's a history. So many of our listeners out there have an investment property because they inherited it, and perhaps they want to get more of those.
Yeah, right now prices are low and interest rates are low. Now's the time.
Yeah.
And then we don't even put an employment, we don't put any employment information on the file. Nothing goes on the application, no additional documentations. We don't beat the investor up. We just want to make sure that they own a primary home and that the property has cash flow. So we'll do an appraisal on the home and, you know, we'll get the cash flow numbers and that's what we're going to qualify these investors for. And there's no limit on the numbers of properties that they can finance. And there's no DTI restrictions because we don't look at income, so there's no debt ratio.
Okay, you're using acronyms.
Sorry.
DTI.
Debt to income. We don't look at that. It gets deleted because there's no employment, no pay stub, no W-2s, no tax returns. There's nothing to look off of.
Okay. Now, my guess is if you walk into Bank of America or you walk into Navy Federal, if you walk into Regions, they don't have any of these programs, of this type of program. Because they are vanilla. And vanilla is good.
It's wonderful. If you fit, it's wonderful.
The most popular ice cream flavor is what?
Vanilla.
It is vanilla.
It's my favorite.
It's okay. Mm-hmm. But there are so many people that, you know, want a different flavor. And that is really, really good.
And that's what we want. We want the borrowers who have a unique story or a unique situation and they want to buy an investment property with no income documentation. We want to be able to say yes. We want to be able to help them. We want to be able to, you know, find them the home that's going to take them, you know, into where their goals are for 2019. And we just want to be able to help more people and to be able to say yes.
Right. You know who we also want to help? Mm-hmm. Angela and I love first-time homebuyers.
Love them.
So after the break, we want to talk about what you could do for first-time homebuyers and what's available. That is kind of a vanilla product, but that's okay.
We have three different options that you and I can talk about off the top of our heads.
Three different?
Three. For a first-time homebuyer.
I love that.
Yeah.
All right. So when we come back after the break, we're going to talk about what's available for first-time homebuyers with Success Partners. What's the number for you, by the way?
My cell phone.
And that is?
904-514-6969.
All right. We'll be right back.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Ralph Northam's days as governor of Virginia appear to be numbered thanks to a racist photo he appeared in more than three decades ago. The appearance of that photo prompted virtually every Democratic state lawmaker to call on him to step down. A number of key Democrat allies, including Planned Parenthood, also. The calls came after Northam had apologized for appearing in a photo which one person is dressed in blackface and another is wearing a full Ku Klux Klan uniform. Russia's foreign minister says the U.S. pullout from a pivotal nuclear arms control pact has further upset strategic stability. Sergei Lavrov has spoken during a meeting with President Vladimir Putin in the wake of the U.S. decision to pull the plug on the 1987 Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty over alleged Russian violations. Some supporters of the president note that he made the right choice, that Russia's been violating the terms of that deal for years. This is SRN News.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. Almost every day, we see customers who've shopped around and are totally confused about how to select a diamond. They're looking for someone qualified who'll tell them the truth and they can trust. They've heard about certificates on diamonds, wholesale diamonds, internet diamonds, deals that a friend of a friend can get them, and the prices that range from unbelievably low to unbelievably high. One of the reasons for the confusion is if you look at the factors of grading a diamond, after you know the carat weight, there are 11 grades for cut, 21 grades for color, 11 grades for clarity, so you have 2,541 different possibilities, all with different prices. That's where Underwoods helps straighten out the confusion, because we have the American Gem Society credentialed professionals that'll help guide a customer to the right diamond for them, one she'll be happy with for the rest of her life. So come by and let one of our professionals help you. At Underwoods, San Marco, Avondale, or the shops of Ponte Vedra.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
Anytime is a great time to give flowers to the ones you love. At Kuhn Flowers, we know that all too well. That's why we offer the longest-lasting, most beautiful floral arrangements in Jacksonville. Kuhn Flowers has the perfect flower arrangements for birthdays, holidays, good days, and even bad days. Show that special someone just how much you care with a gift of flowers from Kuhn Flowers. Call us today at 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Hey, watch out for the object in the road over at 295 North, sitting at the James Point Bridge in the center lane. So use some extra caution as you cross the bridge. And use some extra caution when it starts raining all day. Today, 60% chance of showers. Cloudy skies next few days. High today, 65. Rain chance drops to 20% both tonight and tomorrow with an overnight low of 54. High on Sunday, 67. Still 58, AM 600, WBOB.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Good morning,
Good morning, Florida. And welcome back, everybody.
Real Estate Radio.
Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. No.
Not today.
Christine Kennedy.
And Howard.
And Howard, that's right.
And Angela's listening, and she's texting us, and she sent a picture of the baby. So cute.
Yes, Angela had her third grandchild yesterday at 3 o'clock. Jackie Lee. Also known as J.R.
Mm-hmm. 8 pounds, 20.75 inches. Wow.
0.75.
Okay. Wait, you can't, you,
you know, you got to do.
It requires.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Got to get that three quarters in. So good morning, Angela. Angela is listening in on the show today, and Christine is doing a great job at sitting in, giving all sorts of great information about mortgages and enlightening us about all the different things that are available for people that we didn't know about with her new company, Success Mortgage Partners. And I want to remind everybody what Christine's number is. And it's, Christine, it is
904-514-6969. And that's all my cell. So you can text me.
Okay.
Call me.
What's your website, by the way?
My name, Christine with a K, Kennedy.com.
All right. Christine?
Kennedy.com.
All right. And you can get pre-approved on your website, too.
Sure can.
Let's talk about what's the difference between a pre-approval and a pre-qualification.
That's a great subject.
All right. Go ahead. Go for it.
Pre-qualification is when you call your lender and you give them your verbal information over the phone. But it's only as good as the other person on the other end of the phone.
By information, you mean?
Your income, asset, and credit, right? So what is your legal name? What's your social? What's your date of birth? Where do you work at? What's your income? How long have you worked there? Assets, how much do you have currently in your checking savings available for a down payment? The negative to that is somebody could say, oh yeah, I make $80,000. But if you don't dive into where exactly do you work at? Are you salary or are you hourly? Do your hours vary? How long have you been there? I was talking to a borrower the other day and he's only been there for 8 months. I was like, well, okay, where did you work at before that? He's like, oh, I had a couple of years off. Things like that matter. And then sometimes they count income. They count maybe their alimony or their child support income. Maybe it's only going to continue for the next year. So there's lots and lots and lots of questions that you have to ask to make sure you're getting a true pre-qualification, and then it's accurate.
So that's level one. Pre-qual is just saying how much you make.
Your verbal information over the phone. That's all it is.
Okay. And that's where we can get a letter to meaning realtors, can get a letter, and the homeowner or the buyer can get a letter saying, okay, you're qualified for $250,000. Let's go look for a house.
Let's go look for a house, which is, it's wonderful. It's a good starting point. But then, there's further that you can go.
But then the pre-approval saying, you, the underwriter, have really looked at everything to see, okay, they really do qualify and can buy that, correct?
I encourage all of my borrowers who are looking to purchase in the next, 3 months, let's go ahead and run your follow-through underwriting. Let's go ahead and, grab your pay stubs, grab your W-2s, grab your bank statements. Let's grab your driver's license. Let's go ahead and submit it to an underwriter and let's get fully underwritten. I call it, platinum pre-approved. Let's go ahead and knock that out so that the only thing that's left outstanding when you do go with Angela and Howard and you find the house of your dreams, the only thing that's outstanding is property stuff. The appraisal, the title, the survey, those things can be knocked out 7 to 10 days, bada bing, bada boom, and we're closing. Let's knock everything else out besides the property.
Is there any issue with this time of year where people are about to file their taxes?
If you are a W-2'd employee, we do not need your tax returns.
Okay. But if you are a 1099.
And you've been at guidelines for 1099s, you have to be 1099 for 2 years, and they do want your tax returns.
Okay. And by a 1099, we mean someone that does not get a regular paycheck.
Like a realtor.
Like a realtor. Yes, we do not get like regular paychecks. That's right. Okay. All right. Now let's talk about first-time home buyers, because we have a lot of people that listen that are not first-time home buyers, but they have children.
Children and grandchildren or friends or people that the coworkers that they know that, their goal for 2019 is to own a home. And all they need is a 580 credit score and 3.5% down.
Which they can borrow.
Which they can get a gift.
Okay. Yes. That's a clarification. They can't borrow it. They can get a gift.
Actually, they could get it as long as they qualify. Right. No, a gift is better.
Sorry. A gift is better.
Delete that last sentence.
A gift from their parents.
Absolutely. Or grandparents or aunt or fiance, family member.
Or GoFundMe or something.
Mm-hmm. Those work too.
Okay. So let's talk about the programs that are available with Success Mortgage partners.
Pretty much any program that you've ever heard of, I have available to me.
Okay. So let's talk about what some of those are.
So my favorite is the FHA 3.5% down, right? That's the 580 credit score.
Okay.
But if you don't have your own 3.5%, I can help you with that. I can get you state assistance. It's called the Florida Bond Program. And that can, we can get you up to, you know, it varies. It changes. Sometimes it's 75, sometimes it's $5,000, sometimes it's 7,500. It's been as high as 15,000. The state of Florida does change their programs. Currently, it's $7,500 to $10,000 that we can help them. We can get people their down payment money.
And that has to be paid back?
When they sell the home.
So it could be 30 years later?
30 years later.
Okay. So they don't have to make any payments on it during the term of the loan.
There's the $10,000. They do have a second mortgage that you do make payments on, but the $7,500 you don't. That's where we would have a conversation with the borrower. You know, we'd ask them a bunch of questions on what their goals are and their values and their break-evens and all of those financial things. We'd have a conversation with them to determine which program is best for them.
Okay. What's another program?
My MCC Mortgage Credit Certificate Program.
Oh, my goodness. That's a mouthful.
I know. What is
now,
that?
This
what
is one that hardly anybody has ever heard of.
Nobody
before.
Talks about it. Nobody nope. in Jacksonville talks
Why
about
doesn't
it.
Anybody talk about it?
They don't know what they don't know.
Because they don't have it?
They don't have it.
Do you have to make it? Do lenders have this available or do only...
Only certain lenders
have it. Only certain lenders have it available. Mm-hmm. So you go to Bank of America, they might not have it. Regions, they may not have it. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying they don't. They just might
they
not.
They might or they might not.
But Success Mortgage Partners has it available. So tell everybody what it is.
It is a certificate that you receive from the state of Florida. So you have to be a first-time home buyer or a veteran, but it's a first-time home buyer certificate that you receive from the state of Florida that says that you qualify for this mortgage credit certificate, which you then take to your accountant every single year when you go to do your income taxes. And it gives you a credit of up to $2,000 on top of your income tax return. And it's based on the amount of interest that you paid for that year. So, you know, at the end of the year, we all get the mortgage statements and it says, you know, you've paid in interest this year, you know, $10,000. And you can write that $10,000 off on your income tax returns. Well, when you give your accountant your mortgage interest statement, you're also going to give them this MCC, this mortgage credit certificate, which then your accountant would use to file to get you up to an additional $2,000 of income tax credit. Every single year until you pay off the
home. So it's not a deduction like...
It's a credit.
It's an actual credit off your taxes.
Income taxes, yes, sir. It's beautiful.
That's huge.
Huge.
That's like getting money back.
It is getting money back. And for as long as you have mortgage interest on your home.
So it's not just for 1 year. It's for every single year.
Mm-hmm. And people just don't have it because their mortgage person didn't have it available to them, so they didn't tell them about it, so they didn't use it as their means, additional means to help them save money every year.
It's because that lender does not have the capability of giving it to them.
Right.
And you have it.
I do, because the goal is to help the most people that I can this year and as many different products and programs that I have. And that's what I'm here for.
Now, do most people qualify for that maximum or is it a little bit less than that?
It's a little bit less than that. But the state of Florida says up to $2,000.
So even if you qualify for half of it, $1,000.
Every single year.
Every single year.
Right, as long as you own the home.
That is absolutely huge. Mm-hmm. And your rate.
It's the same. There's no hit to the rate. It's the same. It's just a normal product.
Okay, I'm in like a state of my mouth is open. I don't know what to say about this. This is just unfreaking believable that you can offer something like that other lenders can't.
Absolutely.
So you've got great
and
service.
It's available
you can
for all
close
Florida
quicker.
Mm-hmm.
You can give people this certificate that gives them up to $2,000 every single year. Now, this is only for first-time homebuyers.
First-time homebuyers and veterans. And there's a few limitations that, you know, they have questions. They can give me a call at 904-514-6969, and I can let them know if they qualify
for it. Say
that
number again, because I need people to call you.
904-514-6969. We'll see if they qualify.
And the website is Christine...
With a K.
With a K. ChristineKennedy.com. Oh, my gosh. All right, when we come back at the break, we're going to talk about some more things because this is just fantastic.
We're
you
talk
are
about
so
bank statement programs.
Much above what so many other mortgage lenders can do. So stay with us, everyone. We will be right back with Christine with a K.
Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us for our fifth year now. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage.
One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
You know the importance of a home inspection before buying a home, but who should you call? Who can you truly trust?
We recommend the certified inspection experts at Home Pro Inspections because of the experience of their inspectors, an 18-month home warranty, and the Buy Your Home Back Guarantee. Every Home Pro inspection includes a 5-year roof protection plan.
Do what Angela and I do. Call Home Pro Inspections. 268-8211 or visit GoHomePro.com.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com. This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. Happy new baby day to Angela.
Yes. Welcome back, everyone, here in Northeast Florida and all along the East Coast. By the way, I need to make a little bit of an announcement. You know, a lot of times we have a contest, and I want to tell everyone that the contest prizes were mailed out this morning for everyone who won during the month of January.
Aww.
So if you're wondering about that, they are in the mail. Put them in the mailbox this morning. And again, a big shout out to Angela and her daughter, who had their baby yesterday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
So cute.
Yes.
So cute.
All right. We are back with ChristineKennedy.com, Christine with a K.com. And your number is 514-6969 with Success Mortgage Partners. So we want to talk about another program, Christine, that you have that would be great for a whole lot of people that are self-employed to get a mortgage, which is always very, very difficult for people that are self-employed because they get to deduct a whole lot of things from their income, which makes it seem like maybe they don't make a lot of money, but maybe they do. So talk about their bank statement program, your bank statement program.
The bank statement program is exactly what you just said. It's for a self, well, it could be a self, we'll talk about self-employed borrowers first.
Okay.
But maybe they haven't filed their tax returns yet. Maybe they don't have tax returns. Maybe there's too many write-offs. Maybe there's business losses, or maybe there's a combination between all of it. But if you walk into a normal bank or credit union, they're going to say, we're really sorry you don't qualify because there's not enough income. So a bank statement loan is designed for those borrowers who have lots of deposits on their bank statement. So we take 12 months of the last month of their bank statements, and we add up the total deposits, and that's their income for the year. That's
wow.
It.
Yeah. That's it.
That's it. No tax returns.
Okay. Again, this is something that is so, you know, so out of the box. So other than vanilla, that would work for so many people. You know, about 5-6 years ago when we started, well, actually 7 years ago when we started the show, we had a customer call in that said, hey, I own 5 different stores. They happen to be laundromats. And he said that with laundromats, of course, the only thing he has is washers and dryers. And they're very expensive. And the government allows us to depreciate those assets. So he buys them because he needs to for his stores. The government allows them to depreciate them. And as a result of that, that he pays very, very little taxes because he buys them, depreciates them, doesn't pay any taxes. But he makes a lot of money.
But he has very little reportable income.
Right. Very little reportable income. But he makes a lot of money. And he said, no one will give us a mortgage. And he wants to buy a very expensive home at the time. It was like $600,000 that he wanted to spend. No one would give him a mortgage. And he was going to put down a couple hundred thousand dollars. And we ended up helping him because we thought of a situation of owner financing where we could prove that, you know, he was very good with his money. But at the time, if you were around with this company or this company was around, they probably were.
Ask me how much he'd have to put down. Just ask.
Okay. Christine with a K. How much would he have to put down?
10%.
10%?
Mm-hmm. 10%. Oh, my goodness. Ask me a credit score.
What credit score was he?
600.
600.
So
well, in this case, by the way, he put down 33%. His credit score was 820. So he was a really good buy. But in this particular, in your particular case, there are so many people like this
self-employed.
That can't get a mortgage because they're self-employed. And they're hardworking. They're, you know, self-employed people are probably some of the hardest working people that there are. They have to work hard. They have to support their family. They're doing everything they can to survive because they're working so hard. And they just can't show the profit that they need to because they can depreciate so many of their things, and you've got a program for them.
10% down, 12 months of bank statements, no tax returns.
And your number again for those people?
904-514-6969.
Okay.
Can we talk about one other people who, one other set of products that will be able
another
to help
you? Another flavor.
Another flavor.
Tell us
how
about
many flavors are we on? For all of our borrowers, and you know, we've all been there, that have had a foreclosure, a short sale, a bankruptcy, or a deed in lieu, I can do one day out. One day.
Means one day.
You, one day. 10% down, 500 credit score. Up to $1 million.
Now, the interest rate's going to be higher.
Oh, absolutely.
But they can buy a house.
They can buy a house.
So rather than renting. You know, there was a silence, right? Now, you're not supposed to have a pause on the radio, but that was there for a reason, because people that are listening to the show can't believe what you're saying.
Right.
They just had a bankruptcy, and they can buy a house. They just had a foreclosure. They can buy a house.
You can actually have a bankruptcy and a foreclosure and a separate investment property that had a short sale. You can have all of them. Just fall down and go boom. And you know what? Americans do, and we have.
So, you know.
But that doesn't mean that you are always in a credit jail. You can come out and you can own a home again in 2019.
You know, I'm thinking about a family that lives in a neighborhood and something happened, but their kids are engrossed in the neighborhood and in the school system that they're in. The kids are in high school, they play football. Whatever.
Oh, you just
and
gave
they
me chills.
Want to stay in that same area. They want to stay in the same neighborhood because all the kids' friends are there.
It's important.
The
it's
adult
part of their identity.
Friends are there. And they just, for some reason, lost their house for a particular reason.
I mean, things happen. Life happens. Things
life,
happen.
Life happens. you know, maybe the one of the spouses lost their job and that caused them to lose their house. But now they just got reemployed again. Mm-hmm. So they have the income back. And if your system wasn't available, they would have to move to someplace. They'd have to move and rent someplace. But now they're reemployed. Mm-hmm. Maybe with the same income or more. So let them buy another house in that same neighborhood. Have their kids go to the same school. Have nothing disrupted but the fact that they're on a different street in the same neighborhood. You can help them do that.
10% down. That's it.
That is fantastic. Mm-hmm. No other company that I'm aware of can do that.
No, sir.
You've got to tell your friends about this program. Have the embarrassment wiped out from bankruptcy, from foreclosure.
Aww.
This is fantastic. You've got to call Christine. 514-6969. You know what we have to do now? We have got to go to a couple of hot deals of the day because we have some open houses this weekend. First of all, on the west side, Stony Glen, 2461 Stony Glen. It's a five-bedroom, four-bath, almost 3,400 square feet.
That's huge.
A huge living room with a fireplace, lanai, plus a patio. One of the bedrooms is upstairs. The rest of it is on a single level. It was built by Koppenbacher. Uh-huh. Christine, you've heard of Koppenbacher.
Yes, of
course. Built a great house. It's in Eagle Harbor. White shaker cabinets, granite countertops, a huge walk-in pantry, tile and wood floors virtually everywhere, arched windows, high ceilings, lots of curb appeal, and it's priced $379.9. One of the neat things about this, you go into the bathrooms. So you walk in at night because you go to the bathrooms, you want to wash your hands. You turn on the faucet lights up.
So
the
cool.
Stream of water lights up. Anyway, 379, it's open today from 11 to 2. One other one that's open tomorrow is on the south side area in Royalwood, 8356 Royalwood Drive, 2,700 square feet, three bedrooms, 2.5 bath, with the most beautiful backyard you have ever seen. Three bedroom, as I said, 2.5 bath, wood floors, a sunken living room on purpose.
Wood floors are gorgeous. That's the way to go.
An on-purpose sunken living room with the most beautiful fireplace. It's 8 feet wide.
Romantic.
It's a redone kitchen, redone baths, redone closets, a huge Florida room, so many oohs and ahs. It was just reduced yesterday to 343. It's open tomorrow from 11 to 2. The
Everybody's
Van Wees are standing by to tell you what's been going on. Do we have a thumbs up or a thumbs up? Yep, we do. We got a thumbs up. Things have been going great. Christine, thank you so much
for
being on
the
show today. And again, to call Christine, it is 914-6969. You know, folks, we love being here in Northeast Florida. We love doing this radio show to give back to the community. We want to thank you for listening and for your support. And if we can help you in any way, give me a call after the show, 687-8161. You can call Angela today. Let's make sure that, you know, she is thinking about real estate, 465-3845. You really need a professional on your side for the most important financial transaction in your life. And we're here to help you. We're going to be back with you next week. So will Angela. Bye-bye, everybody.